Can a machine tell you if your photos are aesthetically pleasing, Jamila?
Well, you know, I'm not sure how well I would take that criticism from the machine, but Professor James Wong at the College of Information Sciences and Technology at Pennsylvania State University is developing a system called Aquine, which looks as though it might be able to do just that. I asked him how it works.
We have been working on this problem of assessing photo aesthetics over the last few years. And last week, we launched an online demo project so that anybody on the internet all over the world can log on to the site and upload their own picture for assessment. And our system, within a couple of seconds, will be able to tell how the system thinks about your picture.
That sounds a little bit like machines doing something that is very, very human.
That's true. In fact, you know, many people wouldn't believe a computer can ever, you know, exhibit human-like emotions. So over the years, we have this belief that even though computers follow our rules or our programs, but then, you know, the computer can also harness a lot of data available now, you know, on the internet. For example, if you go to certain websites, you will see, you know, people are reading other people's photographs. And then, you know, if you take into consideration so much data available, computer can potentially put them together so the computer can also exhibit such behaviors.
Is this system picking up on mathematical traits such as, say, the golden section or the Fibonacci sequence, things that have actually been established historically in art reference?
Yes, sure. Yeah, in fact, you know, when, you know, since I myself is also a photographer, so I know there are certain universally acceptable rules, even though, you know, aesthetic is all about, you know, subjectivity, but then we know there are certain rules, like, say, rule of a third, you know, certain pictures with low depth of field give people a better impression, or, you know, pictures with higher saturation or contrast give people a better impression. You know, all of this has been coded into our features. But then, of course, the challenge in our system is that you have to be able to give people the score within 2 seconds, because otherwise nobody's going to use this system.
2 seconds seems very, very fast to get a computer to do this, but pattern recognition for human beings seems to be almost instant, no?
Yeah, sure, of course, you know, because human, first of all, you know, in our brains, you know, we have hundreds of billions of neurons, and we have, you know, a very long time of evolution. So our human visual system, of course, is much, much more advanced than any of the computer-based AI, you know, vision system known today. But it doesn't mean that, you know, computer will not be able to do this, because computer can also harness, you know, the knowledge or the experience, you know, from the online users, because we download a lot of data from those online rating sites, and then we try to build this correlation machine so that, you know, computer doesn't need to know our word. Instead, computer just needs to know what's the general consensus about, you know, aesthetics.
So if we'd like to put our own photographs in and see if Aquine rates our photography or not, where can we find you online?
You can just go to aquine.leaper.com.
James Wong of Pennsylvania State University with Aquine.
Well, that's all for this week.